After an application from the environmental group Stand Earth, the National Energy Board has decided to ask if it has done enough to consider all the effects the proposed pipeline expansion may have on greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. Expansion of the existing Trans Mountain Pipeline would see a massive increase of heavy crude oil from Alberta, called bitumen, loaded onto tankers in suburban Vancouver. They would then go through the Salish Sea en route to Asia. For now, the board is asking if Stand Earth's application has raised enough doubt about its review of the expansion on the climate. If the interveners raise enough doubt, it will reconsider the proposed expansion, factoring in all types of climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. Werner Antweiler is an economics professor at the University of British Columbia. He says any impact on the global climate from the expansion would be negligible.
And here, there is just unfortunately no reason to think that changing one pipeline or another is going to change that equation. The problem is a worldwide issue.
Antweiler says any solution to climate change and greenhouse gas emissions is not to limit pipelines, but to price carbon and also transition away from fossil fuels. Craig McCullough, KNKX News, Vancouver, BC.